Yeah. Maybe this will just be the intro like this. That's it. Squad. All these bad say they love me, I already know. Check the plaque, the ping that's on my finger, cause I'm a ho. There you go. Everybody know the boy pockets are swole. What's good? This unfamiliar, never been here before. Life good, cause I just got quoted 200 to show. Oh no, oh no, 200 to show. Overnight, all this money that I've been making, I gave it right back to all of the people that made me, you know we like that. Don't know why you wanna date me, but I can't fight that. Guess you ain't done shit for her lately, not on the right track. If I think that shit sound good, I gotta write that. Weed man knocking on the door, I'll be right back. Pass the shit, it's sick, watch them like that. Hit the studio, record the shit, then mix the shit, then master it, and then we do the show and they recite that. Bitch, I'm right back. Told them about my life, told them about my life. Told them I was broken too many nights. Now I see my name up on so many lights, but everybody probably thinks this shit can happen, happen, happen overnight. People think that sadness can happen, but they never right. Acting like they got it, but they never quite seem to understand that this right here deeper than all that. Hustling the streets like they trap overnight. In the streets like they trapping and burning. Tell me how you really feel, how you really feel. All they ever did was hate the boy, but now they know the name. Tell me how you really feel, how you really feel. All they ever did was hate the boy, but now I run the game. Tell me how you really feel, how you really feel. You can hate now all you want, but won't never be the same. Tell me how you really feel, how you really feel. You can hate me, but I'm not the reason that your life is lame. Tell me, is it really so hard? So hard to be a good person. Tell me, is it really so hard? Really so hard to stop acting like a bitch. I treated everybody with respect and now I'm rich. I treated everybody with respect. Maybe you got issues with your daddy though. Maybe you was bullied back in high school. Maybe you are just a tool. Maybe think this right here happened overnight. People think that sadness can happen, but they never right. Acting like they got it, but they never quite seem to understand that this right here deeper than all that. Hustling the streets like they trap overnight. People think that sadness can happen, but they never right. Acting like they got it, but they never quite seem to understand that this right here deeper than all that. Hustling the streets like they trapping and burning down.
Live, we're here Tuesday morning with a cup of Joe, 101.5 UMFM. That was Overnight by Logic off his new tape, Bobby Tarantino 2. Highly recommend you listen to that. Ryan's here with me.
What's going on?
What's going on, dude?
I'm happy to be here finally.
Yeah,
after how long it's been.
So this is my, I think I'm like 40 or so episodes in, and you're my first guest that I've had. I've been talking to myself.
For 40 episodes
of just like the most randomest things. And it kind of got tough at some point because like I would do an episode. I'm just mailing it in. I don't know what I'm talking about today anymore.
You like, do 40 minutes of just you and yourself for 40 times.
I've been going crazy, I think, because of that. Like, it's just, I don't know.
But I also think, on the flip side, I think it's a good outlet to just...
It is.
Just to hear your own voice and talk about things and just see what you have to... Because, you know, we talk, we have an inner dialogue in our head all day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, we're always... So even those days where you don't talk to people, you spend all day at home, you're, like, home alone, you feel like you've been talking all day. When you finally actually talk to somebody,
yeah,
you're like, actually, this is the first time I'm talking to somebody. But, like, in your head, you're constantly...
Yeah. No, that's absolutely true. So it's like with the radio, like I always felt like I was just like trying to start like a conversation, but it was hard because it's like It's better with two people, right? Because
yeah.
then it's like you can bounce ideas off each other, whereas like I was just bouncing ideas off a wall.
Exactly.
So I'm like trying to think of like, I'm like trying to make jokes and stuff.
You don't know if they're funny, right?
Exactly. So I'm just like, oh man, okay, well.
But also, who cares, right? If people don't think it's funny, the people who listen, who cares?
There's like three listeners on this thing.
I think it's funny. If you think it's funny, if you think your joke's funny, I know a lot of people don't listen to radio, but.
Well, I don't know. So.
What do we got on the show today?
This is the Daylight Savings Show, as I said before we came on. And I just want to mail it in. Man, like, because, like, Daylight Savings, like.
Oh, man, that wasn't fun.
I'm still asleep, I feel like, you know? Like, yeah. I'm just like. Like, I woke up this morning, because I remember, like, when I woke up this morning, I was like, oh, yeah, I got a show to do. So I texted you, and then, like, I got ready and stuff, and then, like, I was like, oh, no, I forgot to download music for the show. I had to do that. I was like, oh, I'm hungry. I got to eat breakfast. So I did that. So when I finally left, I was like, I'm going to be late. And then I see the text, like, I'm here, and I'm like, uh-oh.
It's all good, uh-oh. Man. It's all good. We made it. But man, I have a funny story about daylight savings time before we I don't know what we're talking
well,
about.
Okay, well no, because like usually I'll open up the show with just like what I've been up to the past week.
Yeah. Okay.
So I mean we can just talk about whatever. I know you had a street hockey tournament though, right?
I did. We did it was 5-hole for the homeless. It was, you know, they have their 5 days for the homeless. It was one of their fundraisers.
Yeah.
So it was it's a good cause, I guess, and it was a good time and we won again.
And you're champion.
Yeah. So that was kind of fun.
Where was the after party?
After party will be at 441. we won a VIP night to 441. That was the prize. We had no idea. We were, like, last year when we won, we got nothing. We just got an Instagram pic. This year we get a VIP to 441. It's I'm actually pumped. It's we get one bottle service, which is one bottle.
Yeah.
Of Grey Goose probably.
Yeah.
Can we talk about alcohol? Yeah, we can talk about alcohol.
Yeah. We just gotta be like. Oh, I'm so drunk.
I won't be drinking it. I was pretty pumped about that, but
it was a fundraiser and they gave you a club thing as a prize.
But here's my thing. I have no idea how they made money because 3-4 of the guys on our team didn't actually pay.
What? Just, oh no.
They just showed up and signed and played, and then they gave us free pita pit lunch, like 4 or 5 platters of pita pit pitas, which are unbelievable. Yeah. Go check out Pita Pit. They're not sponsoring the show, but I will.
They're sponsoring Bison Sports, and I'm an extension of Bison Sports.
Yeah,
so we'll go with that.
That works. That works for me. And then they gave us free Powerade, like, you know, huge things of Powerade, right. And then the 441 thing, which is like, it's a decent amount of money. It's a 10. It's a 10 people like guest list. Like it's a decent chunk of money. So
Well,
I don't know how they made any money off this. And you only paid $15 per person for the people who actually did pay. You only paid $15. I don't know how they made any money. And there's 4 teams.
And some people didn't pay. I feel like with the 441 thing, though, it's like promoters are handing those out like hotcakes.
I honestly feel like they got that for free. Yeah. And they're just like, we'll just make it a prize.
They were just like, text up Cody Pettigrew real quick to get this done.
And they're Asper kids, so they probably know all the promoters.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, those Asper kids. We won't talk about them on this show.
No, we talk about engineering students? What?
We should talk about it.
No, it's okay. Let's not talk about that.
No, okay. But you said you had a daylight savings.
Yeah, story. I was on Sunday, and I hear me and my brother like on the same floor right next to each other at my house. So I hear his phone go off, like it's someone's phone ringing at about 7:45.
Yeah.
So in actual time, it's 6:45 because it's daylight savings. It was the Sunday morning.
Oh, okay.
So he like wakes up. He's like, what? Okay, I just woke up, and then I guess he hung up, and then like I was assuming, oh, maybe he's late for work, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then that sucks for him. And then like 5 seconds later, I hear the garage door opening, which was just astounding how quick the dude jumped out of bed and walked down 2 flights of stairs. I was just like sitting there in bed half asleep, like, oh my god, that's amazing. it's a pretty.
How did he get there so quick?
It was a bad. It's a pretty bad story, but for me, I was just so amazed.
How he run like that?
Yeah, and then I text him like, "That's what were you doing?" He's like, "Yeah, man, I had to sell my car, so money talks." I'm like, but then I'm like, then I'm also like, what kind of dude just sets up a time at? Oh yeah, let's meet at 8 o'clock on daylight savings time on a Sunday. Who says that?
You know what? It's that you got to get your business out of the way early.
I guess.
And then it's grind for the rest of the day, baby.
No days off,
no
I guess.
Money don't sleep, I don't sleep, man.
But I was just, yeah, that's just,
You do a lot of things when, like, you're in a panic, though, right? Like,
oh, I know.
Like, you can act, like, a lot quicker. Like, if I...
Like, late being late for work?
That's... Yeah, or so, or just, like, when I was late for the show, I was like, I gotta shower! Yeah, I gotta... Yeah. Yeah. Just, like, quick rub down, just, like...
Oh, I know. Like, when you're under a crunch, people...
Yeah.
People rise up. Yeah. I think, yeah, that's...
Rise.
That's like a human it's nature thing. It's champ season, baby. Rise up. All rise. Aaron Judge. All right. Seriously, people just rise up. Like, anybody. I think anyone... You could be, like... A big guy, slow, 400 pounds, you're overweight. You could be, you could move at a Usain Bolt type.
That's true. I've seen people in the office do that. Like, yeah. Like, they got like a document sending like the other side of like the office.
Yeah.
And you just hear them coming. I'm like, oh,
exactly.
Here they got something to do.
People are under a time crunch. That's the best motivator.
Superhuman.
Seriously.
That yeah. I feel like. Yeah, no, but daylight savings is. Like,
I hate it.
It's though, like
my here's my theory. This more like last night when I was going to bed, I went to bed at 10.
Yeah.
I was like, technically it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then I woke up and I'm like, I woke up at 7:30 and it's like technically it's 6:30. Yeah, like I was trying. Yeah. I'm like, I was like cool. I'm going to bed early, but also I'm waking up earlier. Like
you woke up at 7:30.
Yeah, man. Rise and grind, baby.
I can't. My
days off.
My sleep schedule is so messed now. Like. I go to bed at like 2 mm-hmm. or 3 and I wake up at like 11.
That's 8 hours, man. That's all it is.
But it's like I'm mad at myself in the mornings.
Why?
Cuz I'm just like
but you get stuff done at late at night, right?
Like yeah, I
exactly,
do.
Right?
But it's like I'm just like I wish I woke up earlier. This thing's going on. I want McDonald's breakfast, you know? Like,
yeah, that always sucks when you wake up after McDonald's breakfast. That, like, that's when you know you woke up.
Exactly.
Late.
Like after like a night of like drinking, like you wake up and it's like, "Ah, oh. But no, there's all day breakfast now. I forgot about
oh,
that.
Yeah, you're right. Isn't but it's it? Like, it's. I feel like the novelty is still getting there before, where they still have the good menu before they flip it over.
That's
like,
part. That's part of the experience. Right?
Yeah, it is.
It's getting there at the normal breakfast time.
Exactly.
Because like it just feels. I don't know. It feels weird eating an Egg McMuffin at like 3 p.m.
No, yeah, and I don't want an Egg McMuffin at 3 p.m.
You know,
I want a burger.
I remember the first day when they started doing all day breakfast.
Yeah,
I was so pumped. Like I went straight to the drive-thru and I was like, "They're like, what can I get you? What McDonald's? What can I get for you?" And I'm like, "I will get an Egg McMuffin."
Like, with authority.
Yeah, I was like, with a hash brown as a meal, and I'll get a Coke to drink.
Oh, that's so weird. That's so weird.
And it went through, and I was like, "This is all day breakfast, baby. Rise and grind.
Rise and grind at 3 p.m." Rising, that's the one thing you take out, rise and grind.
You can
use that. You can take a picture and put it on Snapchat and be like, rise and grind.
You
put a timestamp on it. And people
or
like,
put on Instagram and do like a student athlete caption.
Yeah, be like, no days off. No this days emoji, you can't see it, but I'm doing the hands
the
together.
Hands.
Yeah.
The U.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We got some sports to talk about today.
Yeah, do you want to talk about sports or do you want to keep talking about all day breakfast?
We could talk about either of those.
But no, like, let's talk about sports. I'm okay with that.
Well, I mean, all day breakfast is amazing. If you had to rank breakfasts in the city.
Best breakfast to get.
Best breakfast to get in the city. What do you think?
Oh, wow. That's a tough question.
And then the follow-up question, do you think Stella's overrated?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to go with a good old Smitty's breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan of a Smitty's breakfast.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
And, yeah, Stella's is overrated.
Yeah.
London Fog, I don't care. I know people. I went on a date with a girl to go to Stella's, and she said, "You should get a London Fog. It's the best." I'm like, okay. So I get this London. It's disgusting.
That's Earl Grey tea. With
like cream and it's like milky and stuff.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
I kept hearing about that from like some other girls who are like, "Oh, you should try London Fog."
I feel like Stella's is a girl thing.
Maybe. Yeah. You know what? I feel like it. Like I see a lot of like stories.
Yeah.
And Snapchats from Stella's, mainly from girls.
Yeah, I think so. Or a date. Like is it?
Yeah,
a date. Like a date night.
Or like brunch.
Yeah, but even then, it's overrated.
Girls love brunch.
Girls love brunch. Squad brunch.
they love that brunch.
Now your turn, I guess.
I'm going to go with Sal's. Salisbury House.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's always the classic.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, that's always a classic breakfast. Whether it's like, I feel like I've only had Sal's at 9 or 10 a.m.
Or like 2 a.m.
Or 2 or 3 a.m. Exactly.
It's like you can never have it in the p.m.
No, it's because it's like, I don't want big nips. I want a full breakfast.
Yep.
But... and this is a shout out to my friend who's in Vancouver listens to this right now. Denny's as well.
Oh.
Is a good spot to hit late at night at like 2 a.m.
We have a Denny's in Winnipeg?
Yeah, it's by the airport.
Why? Why is it in the worst spot?
Well, it's like they put IHOP in Keniston, right? Like
they're putting everything in Keniston, but why the airport? That's like the worst part of nobody goes there.
Or like they should at least like make like another Denny's somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I've been to the only time I've been to Denny's is in the States.
Yeah. But that was part of like the whole experience, right? It was like it's like 2 a.m. and you're just like, let's go to Denny's, man. Yeah.
Just like those late night food options.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have enough of those. I feel like inaccessible.
Well, it's like,
Little Pizza Heaven on Osborne's good.
Yeah. No,
it's not the best pizza in the city, though, contrary to popular belief.
Little Pizza Heaven?
Yeah, it's not.
What's the best pizza? What's the best
Papa
pizza?
John's.
Papa John's.
I
better
love
ingredients.
Better pizza. Papa John's. I know it's a big chain, but it is so good.
We had that UMFM AGM, the general meeting, and I got there, and it's Papa John's, and I was like, I've never had Papa John's before that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some. I was like, "Yeah, this is pretty."
Good. It's really. I love the sauce on it.
The sauce.
That's what makes it for me. Like the sauce is what makes it. Like
I mean,
it's just different than any kind. Because a lot of pizza can start to taste the same.
Mm, like, yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's also a stupid, lazy food. I hate it when people are like, "What's your favorite food? Pizza." Come on, man. Like, you can. There's infinite amount of food options. What's your pizza?
Pizza.
Like you're boring.
Girls like pizza.
I know they do. I feel like we're just like kind of being sexist.
We kind of are, but you know.
But it's true that I think it's a known fact that girls like Stella's.
Well,
more
it's
than
on
guys
it's on social
do.
Media, so yeah. we're just.
This is our from our experiences.
This is from our experience of looking at the facts of social media.
Yep.
And what we've
and
gathered.
Social media is everything on there is true.
Yeah, and what we've gathered is that girls like Stella's and girls like pizza. So if you're looking to start a date, if you're a listener in Winnipeg and you want to take a girl on a date, you either say let's go to Stella's or let's go to Papa John's.
Let's go to Papa John's and just eat. Let's just eat in the lobby. Can I get a large pepperoni pizza and just eat in the? Oh, here you go, babe. And just start eating it in the lobby, and everyone's looking at you. Oh, it's so romantic.
Let's go get Papa John's.
Papa J's.
Papa J's.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
Papa John's. I'm leaving.
We are not sponsored by Papa John's.
We're not this show is 40 episodes in. I haven't gotten a sponsor. No Papa John's.
No
Peter Pitt.
I love Peter Pitt, though.
Peter Pitt is good. I hated that commercial that we had to play during the broadcast of women's hockey. Because, like, especially when that four overtime game.
Oh, yeah, when you're starving.
It was like the intermission after second overtime, and it's
and
like
you're just standing there watching.
Yeah, it's like we gotta play the Peter Pitt commercial, and I was like, oh, all right. And I'm just looking at it, and I'm like, oh, look at that bacon, look at the chicken.
Oh, and they have new ones every time, like the buffalo chicken one. They make it, and I'm like, I'm staring at it. I'm like, this is so good. I've literally gotten after going on the air. I will go get Peter Pitt after the game. it works. I love Peter Pitt. Good old gyros. I call it gyros because I know it. It's wrong.
You call
it,
you're that guy.
I'm that guy.
You're that guy.
But I'm consciously doing it. I'm not unironically doing it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
So, I call, and it's just fun to say gyros.
Gyros. Yeah, well, that's what I thought it was when I first saw
it. Yeah, well, exactly. It's this way it's spelled. The very first time I called it gyros and I didn't know, and they're like, oh, it's gyros or eros.
Yeah,
or,
I know. So there's this Greek place on Corydon. Mm-hmm. I forget what it's called, but it's really good Greek food.
No, is that's not Homer's, is
it? Might be Nico's? I think
I know there's a Nicolino's. That's an Italian one.
But. Yeah, no, it might have been Nico's. And like it was all Greek food, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I never had a gyro before that. Mm-hmm. So I go up there and I'm like, yeah, I'll try the chicken gyro. And there's like this like it's like this like attractive woman working the counter who's like probably my age. So like I want to not look uncool.
Yeah.
But I said chicken gyro, and then it was just like. So one chicken gyro.
Oh,
and I'm
that's
like,
shade.
And I'm like, ah.
She tossed some serious shade. She didn't even be like, it's actually called gyros.
You know what? It's
okay.
It happens. I respected it. And you know what? I learned now that it's gyros and not gyros, but whatever.
I love gyros and tzatziki. It's so good.
I love how we've only been talking about food. This is amazing. This is,
for 15 minutes now, we've been talking about
food. I don't talk enough about food on this show, to be honest with you.
I know, but here's the good thing. I just had lunch, so I'm not that hungry, so I'm not like craving.
So now I want to crush this because I'm pretty hungry. I need to eat.
So yes, let's quell the.
Okay, so what should we start with? Women's hockey?
I feel like we both are pretty knowledgeable on the subject. So
here, I want to show you the notes that I had before you stopped me because I was ready to write 3,000 words.
I know, and if you're listening, check out Joe's article in the Manitoban.
Yeah.
Setting up nationals.
Yeah.
Women's hockey nationals in London, Ontario.
In London at West University.
Yeah.
Let's check this out.
I feel like I haven't even taken that many notes for a class.
there's like 4 pages of notes here.
That's hardcore dedication.
Well, no, because I was like, hey, I want to write a good story about Nationals. I saw the U Sports preview, and it was like similar to mine, I thought. Like, it was like really quick, and it just didn't explain a lot. And
I feel like at the same time, though, like, people won't want to read 3,000 words on every team.
Oh, I know, I know.
But just because, like, they only want to read about their team. Chances are if another school is going to pick this up, they're going to want to read their own.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I agree with that. And
for people, for anyone else, it's like, oh, well, cool. It's a little quick hit on every team and the most important things about them.
Yeah, exactly.
And who their star players are, and I think that kind of illustrates, I mean, that's what you did, exactly what you did.
Yeah.
You kind of gave them how they did in playoffs, who their star players are.
And that's what I noticed with U-Sports. They did regular season stats, and I was like, nah, we got to look at the playoffs.
Yeah, the playoffs.
Because, like, who was it? There was one player on Western who had, like, a crazy Greek last name. It was like
Papadopoulos or something?
No, yeah, it was like Katrina something. And she scored 30 points in the regular season, finished like tied for second with that McDougal on Alberta, I think.
Autumn McDougal?
Yeah. And when it came to playoffs, only 1 point, only one assist in six games.
Well, you could say the same thing with Manitoba and Jordan Zacharias. I mean, since the second half of the year, she's hasn't been producing as much as she had in the first half.
Would you attribute that to Hovey coming back?
Maybe. I mean, because you got the top line back of Hovey, Sharman, and I guess Zacharias.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the top line. You'd think she would be getting more points then. Mm-hmm. But she's also playing on the – I think she's playing on – is she playing on the wing now?
Yeah.
Or Sharman playing the center?
I think it goes Sharman, Hovey, and Zacharias, I think.
I think Hovey's on the wing, and Zacharias is a natural center. I know that.
Oh, really? Okay.
And
I'm trying to remember the stat, like the lineup sheet we had.
Yeah.
And I know Sharman's on the wing.
Yeah, so Zacharias probably is playing center, but I'm just wondering if there's no position change because
she is
a natural center, and that's where she was scoring all of her points in the first half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. I mean, I know she got a couple points in the finals, and she obviously scored the big goal against Alberta.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then she got that one against Saskatchewan, making 4-2. Like, that was huge.
So maybe I'm a little too hard on her, but
I also
think she could be more for that.
Because I think like she like stepped up and played a bigger role when Hovey had to leave the first time, right?
Yeah.
Like once Hovey left, like that was like Zacharias all the way.
Yeah. Like I mean, Hovey was gone for a long time, almost the whole second half. And bits of the first half, like Hovey was gone. She had the Four Nations Cup.
Yeah.
So that was in November, December there.
Yeah,
so she was like gone for. She's been gone for a while.
Yeah.
But
I remember that. And then it was like Zacharias. Like, didn't Zacharias go on like a little streak there too? Like,
yeah, she was like the leading scorer in the Canada West.
We can look this up actually.
We
got to pull up stats now.
Yeah, there you go. She was the leading scorer for a long time. She ended up finishing in third.
Yeah, that's right. For
in all Canada West. And I think. I think she just hasn't been as offensive. I know she really hit a dead spot in like January where she wasn't scoring at all. But you can actually check streaks.
Yeah, look at this. This is
that's obvious. Playoffs.
Yeah, that's right. But can they show? Will they show regular season?
Can we see game splits? Well, you can. Go on like.
There we go.
There's your game splits.
Yeah. So, what was this? So this is October 21st. From October 21st to about November 25th, she's got about 1, 4, 6, 7, 9, 11, 12 points. 12 points in, was this, 9 games, I'd say.
Yeah.
And then after that, I think, like, so what, December 1st? When did Hovey come back?
Well, she came back, I don't think she came back for the first half of the year.
Mm-hmm. And then
I think she maybe came back. She played like one or two
series,
and then she went to Pyeongchang.
Yeah, that's right.
So she didn't play that much in the second half either. Yeah. So I think she played like one series. But even then, like looking at her numbers, she had what? Are these goals on
there's goals, assists, and points. And then, so like after November 25th, Zacharias hit like a little cold streak here where she managed to get one goal in about
And then against Lethbridge, she got 3 assists. She just exploded.
So she picked it up near the end of the season, which is nice.
That
was one thing I wanted to pay attention to was how teams did finishing in February, right? Because if you can go into the playoffs on a hot streak, that's always helpful, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's where you pick up steam.
Yeah, like so. I think like Western came in
on like a 10-game winning streak. You said yeah. right, well, or St. Francis was that
six game? Well, I think Western came in. I think I got it right here. Do I? I don't. Yeah, our suck website sucks though. Let me just say that real quick. But yeah, no, Western, they finished the regular season on a 6-game winning streak. They swept both their series against University of Toronto and University of Guelph, and then they shut out Queens 3-0 to win the Macaca.
Yeah.
So they're on an 11-game winning streak right now. They're the hometown team.
Oh, I know. I think we should be scared of them.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, I was doing the bracket, and like, obviously I'm biased. I want Manitoba to win, right? But if I'm being non-biased, like, I think Western has a really good chance of just taking this entire thing. Because
yeah, I mean, why not? You got everybody behind you.
They look really good. I think their one goalie going into this has like a point. Like, all the goalies in this tournament have ridiculous.
Like sub one.
Yeah,
GAA.
They have ridiculous. They have ridiculous. yeah, like save percentages and stuff. Except for Montreal's goalie.
Yeah, they're.
You read that part, right?
Yeah, there's. Well, I had to read the whole thing. But, but yeah, I think going back to your point about the hot streak, I think last year was the epitome of that with the Alberta Pandas. They think they started off the year but like 6-6-1. And then they went on like a 21-2 to finish the year, and then went on to win. They actually didn't win the Canada West Championship, funny enough.
But they won the U Sports.
They won the U Sports Championship, yeah, right. But they went on this huge tear to just suddenly, you know, dominate. But
yeah. So right now I pulled this up. These are the team save percentages, but obviously it's only one goalie playing in net, right? So, so Western even, yeah, they're at the top right now in the playoffs. A 9.63 save percentage, 1.04 goals against average. A 90.5 penalty kill percentage.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, they look pretty good. They look, and I think they're at the top right now for goals per game too in the playoffs. So St. Thomas is out, McGill's out, Dalhousie's out. Montreal's only one above them, 2.83.
But Montreal also doesn't have as great a defense.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, we saw it. I mean, yeah. What was her face? Marie. I have it written. Marie Pierre Chabot, something like that. Yeah. 3-3, 2.95 goals against average, and an 881 save percentage. So I'm interested now. I want to see if Montreal does go for the backup instead. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like,
yeah. Well, that's also the case. You could say that's the case for Manitoba as well with Rachel Dick and Lauren Tereshchuk. I think we were talking about. I mean, I don't know if it was you or I or Jason and I were talking about after, like on the ice after they win the Canada West Championship, about who plays at Nationals in net for Manitoba. Mm-hmm. Do you go back to Tereshchuk or do you give Rachel Dick a chance? Again, for me personally, I think you give Rachel Dick the crease in the opening game and then see what she does with it. I mean, this has been her team for the last 5 years, four years.
That's true. And I mean,
Tereshchuk will be back at Nationals. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah. I think it is fair to give Rachel the start. Yeah. Because, yeah, like you said, like, this is her fifth year. Like, after this, it's over, right? Yeah. So I think it'd be nice to at least give her that experience. Yeah.
I feel like you have to give her the benefit of the doubt. That's your rock. You can't just...
Well, and I mean, she was, like, she played for first half of the season before Tereshchuk took over, right? And Rachel was fine.
Yeah, well, anytime Rachel slipped up, Tereshchuk was, like, there the next game to shut him out. And then, you know, he rolled with her for... I mean, you go with your hot hand, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, that's a good thing, I think, and also for goalies to just have that constant pressure knowing that it's like, hey, there's this kid here that's probably going to outplay me if I don't do my job, right?
Well, that was like game one of the Canada West playoffs, right? Yeah. So,
I know. I mean, it's not like Rachel Dick played bad, but they lost that game. So you want to change something.
And she's not a bad goaltender either.
No, not by any means. She's a really good. I think she cracked 50 career wins.
The way I see it, like, it's a 1A and a 1B situation.
Oh, yeah,
right?
For sure.
So... I think when it comes to Nationals, I think you do give Rachel a start.
But because, the second,
if anything goes wrong, then sure.
Yeah, then you go what?
But I think, you know what, starting Rachel too, like, it's something to rally around, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you know, it's her last year.
We're gonna do this for Rachel.
Yeah, it's about all this, like, even the fifth-year players, like, I know Charity scored her first goal in the playoffs. Yeah. Who else is there? Sirhan scored. And Fighting scored. Like, all the seniors are stepping up right now, at least on, like, for the skaters. Yeah. So I think it is fair to give Rachel at least a start.
But then, like, I mean, I know I'm the one who suggested it, but to play the devil's advocate almost, you lose, you're done. Yeah. Right? It's not like it's a playoff series, right, where if you lose one game one, you can come back the next night with another goalie. So do you go with the fact that, like, Tereshchuk has not lost in the playoffs yet and has rode a ridiculous shutout streak, has, like, a sub... one GAA. It's actually ridiculous in her numbers.
It's something so crazy. If I can pull this up.
Yeah, like, do you roll with her? And, you know, they say in Germany all the time, you'll hear them say in German, they'll be saying their thing, but then all of a sudden, never change a winning team. That's kind of their saying. So, I mean, in that case for Manitoba, why would you want to change a winning team?
Yeah, I mean, Tereshchuk, 4 wins, 4-0, 0.54 goals against average, and a 0.969 save percentage with 2 shutouts.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, that's...
She lets in half a goal a game.
That's superhuman. I guess the question is how short is the leash for Rachel then if you do start her? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it one period? Is it 2 periods?
And, I mean, judging by how the Canada West playoffs that we watch, it's 1 or 2 goals can decide a game. So, you know, Rachel lets in a soft one. Well, I mean, what do you do, right? I think a lot of these teams have capabilities to shut it down. And
And the thing we notice, too, is, like, with the Canada West, like, we watch all the time, like, it's so defensive. Like, it's low-scoring games. You look at, like, the AUS, the OUA, the RSEC, it's, like, 6-0, 6-4, 5-2. Like, those ladies... on the other, like, in the other conferences, they can score.
Yeah.
And, like, you'll see it on, like, the regular season final statistics. Like, the top scorers are all from, like, the Ontario. Yeah. And so, you know, there's that too. Like, how prepared how prepared is Manitoba against these kinds of teams that normally score a lot of goals? I mean, I don't know how.
Well, they haven't faced that kind of offensive firepower before, and I think the first team they play, I think Queens is ranked number 8. Yeah, they had the OUA's top scorer.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess you could say, like, they have faced those kind of star players on Alberta and Saskatchewan. I mean, Alberta's got Poznikov and Auden McDougall and those kinds of star power, and then, I mean, Saskatchewan, Caitlin Willoughby.
Oh yeah, so Manu Karakis. I hope I'm saying that right. I think it's Katrina Manukarakis. That's who I was talking about. She finished regular season with 30 points. She scored 15 goals in 24 games, tied for second in U Sports for goals scored. But that was the player I was talking about where she's only managed
gone
to get
ice
one.
Cold in the...
Yeah, she only managed to get one assist in these playoffs so far. So I know with Queens, the way I was looking at it, they were a team that got cold in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that might be an advantage for Manitoba.
But, you know, it's a whole new tournament.
Exactly.
Right?
And they still have, I think, one of the best goaltenders too. Queens, like, yeah, so Queens, they're second in U Sports right now in the playoffs for save percentage with .953.
So, you know, I mean, every team at this level is going to be really, really good. They're all fine. They've all made it to the finals. So
oh yeah, absolutely.
I don't think you can take anyone for granted despite Queens being ranked number 8.
Yeah. No.
So this is going to be a tough slog. I mean, I think the best team, you also got to beat the best to be the best. So. I'm going to use this cliche.
The ceiling is the roof.
Seriously, yeah.
You're absolutely right. And I think we could see some. I think I see Saskatchewan upsetting St. Mary's actually in the Husky Bowl.
The Husky Bowl in the Dog Pound.
In the So for those who don't know, Saskatchewan. Are the Huskies.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing St. Mary's, who are also the Huskies.
Yeah.
So it's the St. Mary's Huskies versus the Saskatchewan Huskies in the first round.
2v7, yeah.
Saskatchewan has Jessica Vance.
I think if there will be an upset, I think it's them. Saskatchewan's ranked dangerously low.
Yeah. No, that's what I thought, too. I was like, at least maybe 6th.
Yeah.
Or fifth. Like, they could have easily made 6th or 5th, but 7th?
Yeah, because I think they gave all the conference winners 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
4,
yeah,
and then just basically a lot of them. But I think you should have put Saskatchewan as 5. They were probably the best finalist. But I mean, it's so hard. I mean, Queens is also really good. Who else you got? Montreal is really good. Oh no, they won.
I'm trying to see.
I know they just released it yesterday.
Yeah, I know. So, I know. with St. Mary's. That was their third consecutive AUS title. And they finished the regular season on, so I think they're in their last 15 games, they're 14-1 for St. Mary's Huskies. So I mean, they're not cooled off at all. Like, they're riding a hot streak as well. But I think when it comes to Saskatchewan, like I even mentioned in the article, like you have Jessica Vance, who won Player of the Year
in Canada West,
and you have Caitlin Willoughby, the fifth year, who almost single-handedly brought her team.
I know,
back.
She's super talented
against Manitoba. Like, she scored that one goal near the end of the first, and then the quick one in the second. And I was like, oh no. Uh-oh,
yeah, I know. I thought there we could have had a game on our hands. But.
I thought for sure she was getting the Hattie, but no, it came up short. That's Caitlin. I called her Morgan by accident. But we won't delve into that.
No, I hope we don't need to. But I also think, like, Alberta should be here.
Yeah.
The way they kind of didn't have a good regular season.
Oh.
And
absolutely.
They should have been in the final. Like, the Manitoba-Alberta was basically the final, because I think whoever came out of that series was going to win the Canada West. But, I mean, no. You know, shade to Saskatchewan. They're also a very good team. The top four in Canada West were really good. UBC, Saskatchewan, and
Alberta, like,
and Manitoba.
I feel like the tournament should be bigger than eight teams.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Because there are so many good teams. Like, we see in the Canada West, like, UBC, yeah, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, UBC, and Alberta could have easily made that tournament.
Oh, yeah, any one of them on the right day.
Because they're all really good teams. Yeah. Like, and I think the one common theme with all those four teams is that it's good goaltending. Yeah. Like, each of those teams has a really, really good goaltender. Yeah. Like, I think all four of the starters carried at least like a sub one goals against average.
Yeah.
And like we saw it, there was no score in the four overtime game. Like Chamberlain and Tereshchuk shut the doors down.
Yep.
And
well, there's no score, and there was only, with game two was only 2-1.
Yeah. Like it was. I felt kind of bad that Alberta was done, because I was like, no, like they totally deserve to be in the tournament.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't
that
know.
Should have been like a seven gamer.
Yeah,
although that would have been a tough,
long slog
if that ended up seven.
Oh,
games.
Oh my goodness! I better be getting paid extra if I'm doing that. You know what I'm saying?
But I feel like for any tournament, I mean, you look at the U Sports National Championships for basketball this past weekend.
Yeah,
there was a lot of good teams there. Who, I mean, Brock went out in the first round, and they were OUA, one of the best teams in the OUA.
Yeah,
Carleton went out in the semifinals. Which is crazy.
Well, they're one of the top teams.
It's the first time in 8 years we've had a new men's basketball championship.
Right. It was always Carleton, right?
And so Carleton's like, you know, they were drawing comparisons to NCAA programs. Their women won, which was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Calgary Dinos won their first ever national championship.
Yeah, congrats to them. That was crazy. Like, I didn't watch the game, but I saw
it. Oh, I didn't either. But I think there's so many good teams at these levels. It's so hard to even whittle it down to just one, never mind have it to whittle it down to just eight.
So you think that, like, that's something that U Sports has to work on, or is it just like,
I don't know, maybe you could make it a bigger spectacle. I think that would.
I think so too.
I mean, look at March Madness in the U.S. Nobody cares about college basketball until now.
Yeah, because there's 64 teams.
It's playing. Awesome.
Yeah. So I think.
I also think there's more money, and I think a March Madness type thing wouldn't work at U Sports level, but you could make it a week long. Invite 16 teams, you know, call it the U Sports Sweet 16 type thing, and then just pound out a week of teams and, you know, make a spectacle of it, and people would get interested about it.
So this is my first year, like, actually paying attention to, like, Bison Sports.
Yeah.
Because, like, before this, like, I never really, like, I never watched. I edited some articles last year, but that was about it, right? And, like, after this year, I'm just like, women's hockey needs to be put on the map, like... There's not enough attention being paid to, I think, women's hockey. Like, there are so many good teams. It's so competitive. And to only have eight teams, I feel like you could do at least 16 teams and make it a bigger spectacle. Like, if you want...
I think any of these final tournaments, you can make a bigger spectacle.
And, like, Canada is a hockey country first and foremost. Like, and I think if you wanted to help promote the game more, to help promote U-Sports more, I think the way to do it would be to make, like, a March Madness kind of thing with women's hockey.
Well, because a lot of... the winter season sports are their finals do take in place in March. You could call the whole month March Madness and then, you know, have these crazy tournaments and knockout and, you know, wild card teams coming in and just make a huge week long event for every sport and in these different cities across Canada. And all of a sudden people are kind of paying attention, like, what's going on?
Exactly.
It would have to draw some kind of buzz if you made a week-long turn. I don't know how much the money, the cost involved would be doing that, but I feel like they already start the preparations on Wednesday, bump it to Monday.
Yeah.
You know, have your thing, have play the playing games, whatever, and just make a huge thing of it.
Mm-hmm.
And people across Canada will be like, wait, what's going on over in Regina with these women's basketball?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, people would be like, that would pique their interest. And then it would also create the hype. Then you get Championship Sunday
mm-hmm.
and all, and, you know, Sportsnet just, and all. I mean, it's, I mean, we could talk about it for days.
We could. We really could.
And I've spent many times listening and reading and talking about all the things that U Sports needs to change mm-hmm. or could do to be better. But I could talk about it till blue in the face, but it'll never happen.
But
it's unfortunate.
I think there's a lot of things you could talk about U Sports could do. Like, I've talked about it before on the show, too. Like, I'm like, U Sports can do this. They can do that. But I think putting more teams in each of the tournaments is the best way to do it, because at least you get more exposure from different universities and get more like attention from different universities, because it's like, oh, like, we're a 15 seed, but hey, we still, maybe we got a chance.
Exactly,
you know what
right? Like, it's just like, and then, I don't know, it just, it's more fun for the fans, and I think ultimately it's sports or entertainment, and that's what it is.
Oh, absolutely. And like, could you imagine, like, you get like, I don't know, you get like Cinderella stories when you get more teams and more lower
seeded
teams.
You could sell out your gyms or whatever, wherever you host it, rinks across the country, easy.
Exactly, I think. And, like, I don't know how feasible it would be, but seeing, like, cross-conference matchups, too.
I know they've been talking about that with football, and I'd love to have that with football, especially just
that'd
because...
be any of the sports.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's easier but in Ontario and Quebec and Nova Scotia to have that kind of cross-conference, but out here in the West, we're kind of alienated from everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Winnipeg, Manitoba's the furthest east, and then the next team you get is Thunder Bay in the OUA, and they're even alienated from the rest of the OUA.
And then
after Thunder Bay, you get, I don't know, Sudbury? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they have a team. Like, I don't know anything about the OUA.
The OUA has 16 teams, though, in two separate conferences.
Yeah, like, they have a lot of schools down there, so it's easier for them, I think, to do the cross-conference, but for football, I would love to see cross-conference play. Because it's once a week. I think they travel anyways and they fly.
Yeah.
You know, Manitoba flies to UBC. Manitoba can easily fly to, I don't know, Montreal.
Yeah, no, I think... I was, like, thinking in my head, like, maybe you could do, like, a little, like, week-long tour of the Canada West kind of thing. Or, like, the Canada West can fly out and do, like, a little bit
like
of a tour.
Like a road trip?
Yeah, kind of like that. Like, but I guess only, like...
I mean, again, these are student-athletes.
Yeah, so I was going to say, only thing in the way is classes, obviously. Yeah. So, you know, that's obviously a barrier to it, but, it'd be cool to see, like, if we could see that in football, I think that'd be great.
Oh, I'd love that, because I think Canada West is one of the best conferences, and I think it would be nice to see how we stack up against,
well, it's like
the rest of the country.
Laval.
It's Laval, and you got, it's Laval and the RSEC.
Yeah.
And then that's basically, I don't know who you got in the OUA, who's kind of a Western. I mean, they won the Vanier.
Okay.
So this past year. So
but they got smacked this year, didn't they? In like.
No, Western won.
But I mean, in the, who, but they lost to some other team, didn't they? By like a lot, I thought.
No, Western beat Acadia in the Loney Bowl, like 61-3.
That's what I was thinking. Okay.
And that's just showing AUS football is like, it's bad. Oh, it's clearly bad, and
it's only hockey over on the Atlantic.
Yeah, seriously, like AUS football is not good. Yeah. I don't care if you're listening from the Atlantic, you know it's bad. That Loney Bowl showed it. So I think to have that, you know, that cross conference competition,
I think it'd be really cool.
It'd be awesome to get fans engaged across the country,
because it's just exactly like
and see different football teams and players, because all these guys are not all these guys. A lot of these guys could end up in the CFL. I mean, look at, we just signed Nick Dembski and Keenan LaFrance, both former Bisons.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, fans, knowledgeable fans in Winnipeg could have seen these guys play.
And I think with cross conference too. Oh, I was gonna say, I totally forgot. I had something in my head. I had something like good to say, and I forgot it.
Rise and grind, baby.
I'm thinking about breakfast food again. Oh no. No, I think with cross conference too. Like, it'd be nice because it's like, you're right. You get more exposure from like different sides mm-hmm. of the country. People get to see what other people are doing. Because like each conference seems to be on their own kind of until it comes to a national tournament, and.
It's also more attractive, I think, for TV deals.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I think that's the number one thing to get exposure to it is the national TV deals. TSN's like, hey, we're going to broadcast these weekly game for the whole the whole year. That's huge.
Well, I know Sportsnet is only doing the championships, right?
Yeah, and they only did the semifinals and finals.
Yeah,
and on Sportsnet 360, which apparently is not a common thing for people to have.
No, it's not.
Although I have always had it, which is weird. I don't know.
It's an extra one, I think. But yeah, like, I feel like if you're a Canadian sports network too, like, it's almost like, it's almost, you know, you're kind of obligated to try and promote your own sports, right? Because, like,
I feel like they should, yeah.
I mean, because with, like, TSN, like, I've been seeing the March Madness commercials.
Oh, I know,
right? And
crazy.
It's like, okay, yeah, that's awesome, but it's like, you know,
we got basketball going on right now, and yeah, you guys aren't. I know they show the highlights, but
we got basketball going on, and, like, I guess you could argue that, sure, people won't be interested in that, so, you know, it might drop the viewers. But then again, it's like, it can pique interest.
Yeah, I think people, that's right? What it is, because it's like, these kids are local. It's like, you're watching a Manitoba team. 90% of that team's from Manitoba. You're watching a Toronto team. Actually, that's probably different. But, you know, we're watching a team from Edmonton and an Alberta team. They're all local kids. Like, yeah, these kids are your representation of your community.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's some real community pride at stake. Like, yeah, there's, like, some actual, you know, you have a stake in it, because these kids are going and working in your community potentially.
Yeah,
so
yeah, exactly.
I feel like there's just some there's more opportunity for that kind of pride.
There can definitely be, like, a more, like, rallying point.
Yeah,
around a university team.
Yeah, for sure. Just because of how local it is.
Yeah,
it's not like the States where, you know, kids go off to different schools in different states.
Yeah,
in Canada,
yeah,
generally we kind of stay at home or, yeah, close to home.
Yeah,
especially in the Canada West, where, you know, why would I want to go to Regina when I can go to U of M?
Yeah, and it's like, there's talent on these teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
oh, yeah.
It's not just like, it's like some, like,
your kids aren't bums.
It's not some sub NCAA thing. I mean, sure, you could argue NCAA has more talent, but relatively speaking, like, the Canadian talent in U sports is right up there.
Yeah, and basketball specifically, because I know there's been NBA scouts who've been coming to Carleton games, yeah, and OUA games. But I think the biggest thing that'll always hinder U sports for a long time is the fact that it's not a stepping stone or stepping point.
Yeah,
it's not
right,
a jumping off point. The NCAA basketball, a lot of these guys are going to be looked at potential draft picks.
Right, right.
You know, college football, all these guys are going to be drafted to the NFL. Mm-hmm. You're watching future NFL stars.
Yeah.
Canadian football, you know, the only one that's really is like that for us is football with the CFL.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, the hockey, these guys are all kind of WHL, for men's hockey at least, they're kind of all WHL wash-ups.
Yeah.
And women's hockey, it's a bit different. They could actually go on to play for the national team or in the NWHL, but again, that doesn't get the exposure it does.
Right.
It's not a big league, right?
Yeah.
You know, basketball, volleyball, our basketball could potentially become a stepping-off point if NBA teams want to start looking in up north. That's cool. But
I know Canadian basketball is on the rise, too.
It is.
Right?
Oh, crazy.
But a lot of Canadian players will transfer to an NCAA team.
Oh, yeah,
team.
For sure. But once you can get those talents to stay here, once they realize, you know, what they got here, and once you get NBA scouts coming up here, I think you'll see a huge rise. Yeah. And I know, having read some things, that there are NBA scouts,
yeah,
lurking around for talent up here.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, you know, you got to look wherever you can now.
Exactly.
Right? So, if NCAA, if they ever plan on getting rid of that one and done rule and allowing players to go directly from high school,
mm-hmm,
then I think maybe that helps a bit more for university sports.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, okay, I can either, I know I had the talent to go play in the NBA, so I'm going to go. Or I know I have some talent I want to play, but I want a good education.
You know?
And so I think if it came to that, and if NCAA, which they probably won't ever get rid of that rule because they want to make money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think if it came to that, then maybe Canadian university sports has a chance.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. Like, it's not a stepping stone. It's not so much. There's not as much coverage given to it as they do in the States, like football, basketball, even men's hockey down there.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I know, but and I think there's just so many factors. There's too many variables and factors involved into getting them all the right mix, and it'll take years, generations of fixing, because of the, you know, every college kid's proud to have gone to their school. They have strong alumni. They're proud of where they are. You know, it's just that takes time to kind of instill into people.
Yeah.
And, you know as well as I do that the U of M specifically is not, we don't have any school pride.
No.
Everyone just comes here, goes their class, goes home.
Yeah.
They're miserable. They don't want to be here.
No. Yeah, I totally agree. And I think another thing too, if U sports can't compete with the NCAA, then don't try to compete. Try to make your own identity.
Yeah.
And I think they tried to with this whole U Sports rebrand, but I think it would have been easier with CIS, to be honest, I think.
Yeah, I think you're just confusing more people.
Yeah.
And because there's some people still call it the CIEU, which is way back in the 80s,
yeah,
or 90s.
Exactly.
So,
and I think there's just like, at least with CIS, there's kind of like, oh, Canadian intramural sports.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's U Sports. What is that?
Yeah,
exactly. I don't know what it is.
Like, sure, you put the Maple Leaf in there.
But I don't know that. If me and you were just having a conversation and I just say U Sports, they're like, what's
who's,
that?
Who's sports?
Yeah, exactly, right? I don't know. I can't. I've had massive issues with the name.
Yeah,
for
no,
a long time,
I, like you said, I think you can go on for days.
We
if
could
you
beat
wanted.
This to death. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure we aren't the only ones just sitting in a radio room talking about this.
Two dudes just having fun. Yeah. All right. Well, how about we do a bracket before we're at 46? Man, this passed by quick.
It did. Yeah. We both have class.
Are you coming by next week?
If you will have me, I will.
Hey,
come
you
back.
Know what? This is a lot easier when I have another person here. I'll tell you that much. Because I'll get to 30 minutes, so I'll be like, hey guys,
I'm just gonna cut it short.
So baseball.
That's something we could talk about. I got my fantasy baseball draft on Saturday, so we could talk fantasy baseball.
So yeah, next week. We'll recap your fantasy baseball, and we'll talk about players to watch.
Yeah,
obviously the women's hockey tournament will be done by then, so we'll talk about that.
We'll have all the championships done.
That. Okay, so how about we pull up the brackets real quick, and then
were we talking women's hockey?
Women's
bracket?
Hockey, yes. Okay, we would need another half hour if we did NCAA March Madness. Okay, U Sport. Like, it's not even the first thing that pops up when I type in U Sports. LSU basketball pops up when I type U Sports. Oh man,
we got a computer sitting there right there. I don't know why you're.
Because I wanted to use the. I want to use my phone. All right. Let's see. Women's hockey. Get to know that
schedule.
Guy.
Schedule. I don't think they actually have a bracket. They just have.
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing to me. I was like, why don't you do a bracket? Hold on, U Sports champion. There you go. Wow, great website, U Sports. Okay, we got Saskatchewan and St. Mary's.
I'll agree with your assessment. I'll take Saskatchewan.
All right. I'm going to go Saskatchewan. Montreal Western.
I'm going Western.
Yeah, I agree. Queens, Manitoba.
I'm going to go Manitoba.
Of course. And St. FX and Concordia.
That's a tough one. I'm going to go St. FX.
I'm taking St. FX too.
All right.
So then I think the way the matchups would work, it would be Manitoba versus Saskatchewan. That'd be a rematch. That'd be insane. Does it go like in the next round? Is it top seed versus lowest seed?
I'm assuming that's how they do it.
So it'd be Manitoba versus Saskatchewan.
In that case, I'm gonna go Manitoba again.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Manitoba.
But also, don't sleep on Saskatchewan pulling off an upset in one game. Anything can happen.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I think we saw that with game two.
Yeah.
And game one even. I mean, that was a weird goal.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we would have Western versus St. FX.
I'd take Western.
Yeah. Okay. So for the championship, it'll be Manitoba versus Western.
That's tough. Yeah. Western, oh my, that's tough. You know what? I'm going to say Western wins.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to say Western wins.
See, so that's my non-biased answer. My biased answer is obviously Manitoba's going to win, dog. Obviously. But yeah, my non-biased answer, like I think Western keeps their hot streak going, and I think they take that.
And they're at home. They have all the right ingredients. Unless something, barring any kind of disaster, they'll win. I think.
I think so too. I think that home ice advantage is so crucial.
It's huge. Yeah.
We saw that with Manitoba.
Yeah. Like, oh, I know. You have you're gonna have all of London. I mean, what else is going on in London besides the London Knights? So, you'll have a big crowd out in Manitoba. Yeah, it just sucks for them. I mean, you're facing the host in the final. That's not fun. I don't envy them whatsoever. But
I'm excited to watch that on Sportsnet though. That'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm excited. If you're looking, if I'll plug the Manitoban, we've got coverage there all week.
Yes, that's right. Our friend Jason Pajak.
We'll be there. So
look
it up. Look out for it on social media at the Manitoban.
We're gonna retweet. Hit that like and subscribe button.
Merch link in bio.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah,
really appreciate that.
It's fun. I like doing it.
Yeah, this is fun, right? So hey, so if you're listening, this technically was like a test run, really, for a potentially new show next year.
Yep.
If we can do it, and we'll be live too.
I'd be pumped to do it live. I love it.
Yeah. So if possible. It might be Ryan and I next year every Tuesday.
Tweet us your name suggestions.
It's we got some names ready though, but
we're good.
I think I'll have Ryan back next week. We'll talk about some more stuff.
I'll come more prepared.
Any closing comments you want to say?
Don't drink and drive and stay in school.
All right, perfect. So this was Tuesday morning with a cup of Joe, 101.5 UMFM. Have a great weekend, week, day. Don't eat Stella's.
Rise and grind.
Eat some Papa John's. And I'm going to leave you with Overnight by Logic, Bobby Tarantino 2. And peace.
know I be. Everybody know I be. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody know I be in the club VIP. Like not me. Old girl wanna f*** me. Yeah, she fine. I'ma give it at you. Out with the homies I be. Sippin' on something, no shit, I might need an IV. Permanently, permanently. These thirsty, they see a rapper, but they ignore the band. I ain't talking about musicians, you stupid bitch. Talking about what's on my hand. I've been at it in it for a minute. This all been a part of my plan. So millions of records before the radio do. It feel good to be the man. Hey, everybody know I be in the club VIP. Like not me. Old girl wanna f*** me. Yeah, she fine. I'ma give it at you. Out with the homies I be. Sippin' on something, no shit. I might need an IV. Permanently. Permanently. Yo, thirsty, they see a rapper, but they ignore the band. I ain't talking about musicians, you stupid bitch. Talking about what's on my hand. I've been editing it for a minute. This all been a part of my plan. So millions of records before the radio. Damn, it feel good to be the man. Everybody know I be in the club VIP. Like not me. Old girl wanna f*** me. Yeah, she fine. I'ma give it at you. Out with the homies I be. Sippin' on something, no shit. I might need an IV. Permanently. Permanently. Don't know, Bobby, don't do him like that. You gon' f*** around and leave him ruined like that. Rat pack, the gang, they all on my back. Rat pack, the gang, we do it like that. No, don't do him like that. You gon' f*** around and leave him ruined like that. Rat pack, the gang, they all on my back. Rat pack, yeah. Bring it to realest, I came to kill us. They can never ban me, just the homies and me. Now we the Grammy family, you made a couple million. That's this roast, my net is 30. My record clean, my flow is dirty. Right, real G's moving silence like who the common denominator? F*** around and bomb a hater. My flow greater, hard darker than Darth Vader. Check the data, matter of fact, check the state of mind. After I'm finished, these rappers ain't in a state for rhyme. Straight to your mind now, fit as like it's in braille. Way too heavy for the scale. All I know about is bars, like I couldn't make the bail. It ain't never room to fail, only growing and prevail. When my anxiety rise and I feel like I'm in hell, take a moment and inhale, count to five and exhale. Then we run that motherfucker like a marathon. Hits, motherfucker, hits, yeah, we got that Barry Bond. Brace yourself, you can't retain me. All this shit you're talking out your mouth just won't sustain me. Logic picking up the slack like denim, spit it with venom. Never pretend to be something that I'm not. And you ain't when you stand next to me. No kidding like vasectomy. Step to me, throw disrespect to me, and I'll rearrange your trajectory. Black and white like a piano when I'm proud to be. And fuck whoever tell me I am not allowed to be. I am me, I'm a man, can I live? Yeah, I guess this shit right here is just all a part of the plan. Haters gon' hate, that's the motherfucker saying. So much plaque up on my wall, I need a dentist. From Maryland to Venice, this shit is worldwide. Step up to the mic and it's a homicide. Don't know, Bobby, don't do him like that. You gon' f*** around and leave him ruined like that. Rat pack, the gang, they all on my back. Rat pack, the gang, we do it like that. No, don't do him like that. You gon' f*** around and leave him ruined like that. Rat pack, the gang, they all on my back. Rat pack, the gang, we do it like that.